Coming to you from Dujardin Elementary School in Bloomingdale, Illinois, this is The Roar Podcast, where we share the magic taking place for all learners. Today is Thursday, December 20th, 2018. Together, we collaborated to organize a Genius Hour project for our students in fourth and fifth grade. So this podcast is kind of our opportunity to share our experience and then also for us to reflect and move forward as we continue to provide this opportunity for students. So first we're going to kind of walk through our plan, our process, what it looked like from the beginning on, and we're just going to kind of talk about it. So here goes. So to give a little context, Mrs. Eggert, that's me. I'm the technology coach here.
And I'm Mrs. Novotny, the school librarian.
So when we were thinking about Genius Hour, we wanted our teachers to, of course, be involved, but we didn't want to add something else to their plate with all the demands going on. So we decided, Mrs. Novotny was so awesome, she said, let's do the Genius Hour during the kids' library time. So we kind of set aside that time for the students when they came to library every week to work on their Genius Hour project.
Right. And really, that ended up being only a half an hour per week. So I do think a lot of our students had to work outside of their half hour per week library time on the project as well. So they did work at home. And then we also were available during their recess time so they could come ask questions or get support or just sit and work if they wanted to spend another part of their school day working on this project.
So even if you don't have a librarian or someone else like working and you're a classroom teacher, it's doable in 30 minutes a week. If you set aside those last 30 minutes on Friday or those first 30 minutes on Monday or whatever you want to do, it is feasible. You just have to break it down and have a plan and continually reflect, but it is possible. And I mean, it was so cool to see some of these kids run with it. Students that necessarily wouldn't totally take initiative because they were doing something that they love, totally ran wild with it.
Right, and our topics were all across the board, which was super fun to see.
Everything from like seed germination to how to snowboard.
To teaching tennis lessons, and it was great.
You'll get to see some of the different examples in the link that is posted on the description of this podcast.
Week one, the first week we saw the students, we introduced what Genius Hour was, the whole idea of Genius Hour. We showed a couple short videos to students just to kind of get them thinking. And then we gave them the opportunity to brainstorm a topic. We were asking them, what world problem are you solving? So we did not only want them to research a topic, but we wanted them to do something with that topic, and then gave them a chance to come up with some ideas. And we also wanted them to brainstorm what kind of product they were creating. Were they doing a Google Slides? Were they doing a magazine, whatever, a video? What were they making to show what they learned?
So to make it a little different from a classroom project, we tried to say, like, this is not going to be just like a project on cats, even if you love cats. So like, what's the world problem are you trying to solve? So is there an issue with a litter box, and what are you going to do to change that, and how are you going to research information and then share that with an audience? So that was, we learned that through prior experience, that we really wanted to make this kind of have an audience have an affect in some sort of way. So then after the students kind of picked that, we approved their topics and sat down with the students one-on-one and kind of conference with them. So to be honest, not all the students came up with something that really met our criteria in terms of the world problem that they're solving or anything like that. So they also were brainstorming their product. Sometimes it didn't fit really what their topic or idea was. So we kind of sat down with them and gave them a little bit of guidance based on their passions and really what they wanted to explore. And I think that was what helped set us up for success, because then they had their driving question as they began their research.
Right. And some students, you know, like, for example, if they wanted to learn more about a specific football team, that was great, but why are you learning about that football team? So we kind of guided that, asked questions to guide them to maybe research what makes that football team successful, or why is that coach successful, and how can you transfer that success to a different team, and could others follow that formula for success? So they weren't just researching their favorite football team. So they needed some help with that.
Perfect. And then they went on to research and create. We kind of let them run with this. Oftentimes, the kids are used to, like, here are the sites that you're going to use and here's the schedule. But we wanted them to be completely in charge of their own learning here, so we kind of let them run. And for some students, they totally took off. And others, they sat there for a few weeks doing nothing. But that was on them, and we kind of let them run with that, too. We had organizers that they could fill out and some guiding questions as they continued to research. But then after they were done doing their research, they were going to create their final product, whatever that may be, whether it was they were actually creating a model of something or they were working on a website or they were designing a brochure or whatever kind of matched their topic and idea.
So we definitely checked in with them during this time. But they really were in charge of their own project management, which I think was a huge learning experience for them.
Totally. Like, that's just something that our students aren't used to, but it's such a life skill. And as they get older, in high school and in college, that's, and in real life, that's what it's about, like managing your time wisely and taking initiative. So we decided, what could we use as incentive for the students to share to an authentic audience? So we kind of, after lots of different kinds of brainstorms, we came up with a fair. Similar to a science fair type thing where the students would present their Genius Hour projects to the different families and their friends and show them what they've been working on over the past few weeks.
So we had students, we sent home a invitation to the fair, and students committed pretty early to be attending that fair. So they knew what they were working towards, that they were going to have an audience to be presenting their product. So in order to prepare students for the fair, we had one of our half-hour library times that was dedicated to practicing their presentation. So what Mrs. Eggert and I did was model. We videoed Mrs. Eggert modeling how to present their Genius Hour product. So, you know, how to show a PowerPoint without reading every slide or just show snippets of a video. We let the students watch that to show what a presentation actually looks like. I think that made them much more comfortable with the actual thought of presenting their project to an audience. And then we let them practice for their peers following a small script that we gave them that just had, you know, introducing themselves, saying their essential question that they were answering, and, you know, just a couple highlights from their product.
The actual fair, it was done after school. Students that could attend with their families came, and then the other students, we gave them another opportunity during the school day, during a lunch recess time, to present to other friends and staff members. It was really supposed to be just talking to whoever, making eye contact, the handshake, telling them about their essential question, those kinds of thing, and then just sharing their passion and showing them what they've created. We weren't really sure how it was going to turn out, and we, for our first year, we were pleasantly surprised.
For sure.
It went quite well, and the students did such a nice job.
Yeah, they definitely, most of them definitely stepped up to the task of having a product to share at the fair, and I think overall, too, they were proud of what they had to share.
For sure. And then afterwards, we had them reflect on their product and their project and the entire process. That will give us some feedback as we move forward and try this with other grade levels or with for next year, but also allowed them to think deeply about their own work, because I think it was really eye-opening for some students and even some parents to see. And kind of when all the kids are in the same room showing their product, I mean, some kids put their blood, sweat, and tears into their projects, and others kind of just
coasted by with the bare minimum. Yep.
Exactly. So I think it was nice incentive and motivation for the students, and it was really eye-opening to see their project management skills and their research skills and kind of put everything together. We plan on together kind of paring it down for students in K through 3 to have their experience with Genius Hour, totally on a different scale, but get them exposed to the idea of pursuing a passion and creating a project and presenting to an audience. And then we will reflect on what we did with our fourth and fifth graders this year and move forward in new ways that is best for kids. So thanks for listening, Mrs. Navani. Thanks for being part of the Roar.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And if you have any questions or any ideas for us, please feel free to reach out. And thanks so much for listening. We are so proud of the great learning taking place at DJ. If you have any questions, please email us at jeggert@sd13.org, and we'll be sure to get right back to you. We'd also love to hear any ideas that you have. Let's put our heads together. Thanks for listening. This has been The Roar, signing off.